Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Welcome to the podcast. Today on the show, you guys know I'm not a fan of it, taking young kids to restaurants.
Yeah.
Limo from the project will join us. He took his two-year-old to a restaurant and he's going to tell us what happened.
Yeah, big day. Also, we talk about the NRL and the AFL Grand Final. One of the most important parts is, of course, the entertainment. What entertainment has both sides got? And I do give a bit of a spray to those waitresses and waiters. I want to about maybe just taking your drink a little bit too early.
And Bridges, AJ Bridges Spiders Comedy All-Stars Night.
That's the one.
I like that you two are now on board. I want an update on the two-headed Tasmanians, which is a double act. It sounds so wrong.
It is so wrong.
And it's all about food. Free cheeseburgers and extreme hipster meals that are worth way too much money. We're covering it all.
Enjoy the podcast, AJ Bridges and Spider for Tuesday on Gold 92.5.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Another comedy all-star week. He's back. Limo! To say Jezalenko, you beauty. Limo, you beauty.
Someone tried to tell me that dreams don't come true, but it continues to come true every week. AJ, Bridge and Spider, it is an absolute pleasure. Can I start by saying, first of all, congratulations to Southport, who won the NEAFL Grand Final on the weekend. Well done, Southport. They beat the Sydney Swans.
They certainly did. They only needed 19 players on the field to do it, but that's okay. If you cheat to win, it doesn't matter.
Hey, you know what? If you put AFL next to NRL and you add up our controversies, if AFL's controversy is that they can't count, that's not too bad.
Hey, talking about sport, what about Leighton Hewitt? He's the man, isn't he?
How's the state of world tennis when a bloke who's been retired for 35 years can just wander out onto the court as the captain of the Davis Cup team? He had more tape on him than the mummy. I don't think he's touched a tennis racket in 12 years and just goes, oh, I'll play doubles and wins.
Yep.
Seriously. Anyway, they've already named our next Davis Cup team. It's John Newcombe, Rod Laver, Pat Rafter and Leighton Hewitt.
I
look forward to that. How's this? I'll tell you what. Serena Williams, right, she got in trouble for taking coaching from her coach up in the box. We just got the coach to play in the game. That's how you get around that as a potential issue. Does that mean he couldn't speak to his teammate during the game? Because that'd be anyway.
Wasn't that at all?
Yeah, it's going to be like Weekend at Bernie's on the tennis court, isn't it?
That I would love to see.
Now, what's happening with your son?
Guys, I'm in a bit of trouble with the young fella.
Why?
We took him out to a restaurant on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Good parent dinner at 5 p.m. at our local pizza restaurant.
Love it.
He's 2 years old, Rudy. But someone said keep trying at a restaurant because then, you know, he'll get used to it. So he's carrying on a bit. So I thought I'm going to distract him. So he's got this little rubber frog and a little truck and I'm sitting opposite him, right? So I've got the truck and then behind the truck I've got the little frog and I'm just putting the hand or whatever you call that bit of a frog up and I'm going, help, help, pretending the frog is stuck behind the truck. Anyway, he liked this. So then he had a shot. But instead of going, help, help, he's yelling out, help! Now, let me tell you, when a two-year-old yells out help as loud as they can, people notice that. So we tell him to shut up, but now he's hooked because it gets attention. So it's his new thing, yelling out help. So we're just walking down the street, he'll just start yelling out, help! So we're waiting for child services to come around and ask a few questions. So my advice, don't teach your son to say help unnecessarily.
Thank you, Limo, from the project.
Limo.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
What's going on at the Anglican Church in Surfers?
So I was there on Sunday.
Oh, please.
I'm not even going to say anything. I mean, look, it doesn't even deserve a laugh.
Was there
look
a car boot sale?
Yeah, exactly.
I woke up from Saturday night.
You are on fire. You would burn. You'd walk in there and your just skin would sink. I'm out of there. Look, honestly, I reckon some of these priests, they are so funny. They should be part of our comedy night because do you remember the one? Look, I've got to be very delicate, but it is early. In June at the Isle of Capri, a church, and they didn't realise they said it. This is a bit like when my mum says something rude and she doesn't know she said it.
It's like some of the cheer squads when they make the AFL banners. They write stuff on there. They often get the spelling wrong, which makes it totally different.
Well, this spelling isn't wrong at all. It's just the way they're phrasing it. So the one in June was forgiveness is swallowing when you'd rather spit. Do you remember that one that went around?
Yeah, that's it.
And, you know, and it did make sense when they said it in context, of course, but in that situation. So this is very cute. But, the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit at Surfers Paradise says, love doesn't rub it in, love rubs it out.
Oh, right.
What do they mean?
Well, what do they mean,
that's
AJ?
What,
do you think?
I don't go to church, I don't know. AJ, you do a lot of weddings. What's rubbing it in compared to rubbing it out? I don't understand.
Yes. Can you explain it, please? Because, look, they're saying people with a dirty mind will go in the gutter, but, you know, I just, I want to know what...
I have no idea.
I don't know. I know why they put rubbers on pencils and I don't know what this means.
Oh, love rubs it out. So there we are. That's the new one.
Rod
so,
might know. Rod's
Rod,
news. He's...
There we go, Rod.
Rod.
Has anybody got the name of that bus?
Hey, Rod, yes? I want you to put this in the news for the rest of the morning, please, and try and get it out. So,
well, that's what you got to rub it out.
We've
got to
rub it out.
Still don't understand.
So love, if you want love, you can just rub it out, which is great. And that's awesome if you need love. Even if you're looking for love and you're single, don't rub it in. Just rub it out.
That's it.
And I just think that's awesome advice.
I'm totally confused.
I know, so am I, but I just thought I'd go through some of the awesome other church signs that are out there, which are great. I love this one. Jesus has two dads, but he turned out fine. That's a good one. I like this. Adam and Eve, the first people not to read the apple's terms and conditions. I like this. It's so hot to keep changing this sign. So sin bad, Jesus good, details inside. That's clever. See, these are clever. Yeah. They're not naughty.
No.
And this one, whoever stole our air conditioner units, keep them. It's hot where you're going. That's pretty good, isn't it? That's funny. Anyway, so he's got to the bottom of this one?
No, I have no idea.
All right, well, that's the words of wisdom today. Thank if you want some love, rub it out.
Rub it out.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Six to six it is. Yeah, plenty happening in the world of sport. Sam Burgess is going to find out his faith in the NRL tonight, which will be interesting. So we'll wait and see which way the club go with his penalty over all the social media antics that's been happening, especially with the playing over the weekend. So you want to get that pretty much nipped as quick as you can. Now, now, one of the biggest things in the AFL and the NRL grand final day is, of course, the entertainment. If they get it wrong, it's wrong for a long, long time. You've only got once a year to get it right.
Oh, please tell me the NRL have done a good job this
year.
They normally fall behind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do. But you've got to know your markets. You've got to know your market.
Delta Goodrum again?
No, Delta. But here's the AFL. And have a listen. This is who the AFL's got. Because, look, this is day, night, grand final. It doesn't matter. Whichever way you want to go, the hardest thing is trying to find who is best. And I'm always a big fan of your Aussie music.
So Lionel's not back. I know you love Lionel.
Yeah, Lionel's not back. So this is who the AFL's got so far lined up. This is going to be headlining before and after the AFL grand final. Jimmy, how good?
He was in a second prize. He's right. That is just top shelf. Oh, he suits NRL more though, doesn't he? Surely we can get someone like that. Jimmy! The Jimmy Mega Mix.
Yeah,
I love
the Jimmy
it.
Mega Mix. And also, we've got have a listen. Who's this? Let's get it started. Oh, the Black Eyed Peas. So, Jimmy Barnes and Black Eyed Peas.
I love Black Eyed Peas. They're different.
Yeah. And the NRL? The NRL.
Come on, please, this year.
This
please,
is it.
Please,
you've got
please,
to know your
please,
market,
please,
the NRL.
Please. Come on,
here we go.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Get fired up. Come on. Come on. You can get a try. You can get a try if you want. You won't stop. Gang of Youths.
Oh, you're pulling it, right? That's
no,
it.
The NRL's got Gang of
no,
Youths.
No, stop it.
Megamore or whatever his Macamore or whatever his name was last year, and Gang of
don't,
Youths.
We don't.
You've got to know your market.
Oh,
the
that's
NRL
ridiculous.
Got to know who they're going for.
Who
they
are?
Needed Jimmy Barnes. They needed, you know, your Paul Kellys, your Holy Grail. They needed those.
James Rain.
James Rain.
Hoodoo Gurus.
You can keep going for hours and hours on who Aussie artists you need.
Johnny Farnham.
You need the stand standing up. It's grand final day. It's showtime.
Jeez, I'd even take the Seekers over them. Who are they?
You know what? You're better off. They're better off going back to this bloke. They are better off going back here.
I love my footy!
Hey!
Just wait for some power!
Oh, hang on.
Billy On. That's the
name. Actually, you're right.
They might as well go for Billy On. That's more entertaining than the Gang of Youths.
Hey, there's a Winx beer now, Carlton United Breweries, because she's going for her four peak in the Cox Plate in October. Carlton United Breweries have come out with a blue can, and they're celebrating Winx this year. Hopefully she'll win the four Cox Plates of Winx beer.
LeBron James had a beer named after him.
Same with
Steady Eddie.
So did you. So did I when we did our brew off last year.
Yes, we've had a beer. Who hasn't had a beer? What's so good about Winx?
Hey?
Turn it up. You love beer and you love Winx.
That's a love in a can.
That's it. And a brand new marathon time.
Oh, how's
2:01:40. So
nearly the first guy ever to break under 2 hours of a marathon.
What nationality?
Kenyan?
I think so,
They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you know the saddest thing was?
Yeah.
Is when he went over the finish line, out of two hours, 1 minute and 40 seconds after he just ran 42K, he ran 20 metres to thank all his support staff. And it's like, hang on.
That's showing off now.
That's just being stupid.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Bridgie Burgess.
Speaking of. I tell you
this
what.
This is a big day.
This is a big day.
Because we have national days for a lot of things. And about time we got a good national day.
Yes.
This is a good Aussie national day.
This is an October and all that other stuff where you've got to be good. This is just diets out the window day.
Get
because
on it.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, is National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, they are. Seriously.
They're the best.
You can pop them like grapes. They're just so good.
They are my favourite burger at Macca's. Yeah. They're the only thing I get, and you put chips in it as well. And today, you can get a free one.
How?
You can get a free one. All you have to do is go onto your My Macca's app. Just download that, and you'll find a voucher waiting for you in the My Rewards menu. It is my favourite, and can I say the twist that Jamie, my fiancé, told me, and it's unreal. This is going to annoy everyone now that works at Macca's. Sorry. But you put it on the steamed bun of the Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, the filet.
A steamed bun cheeseburger.
Wait up.
Yeah.
What?
We've got a vegetarian in it.
Yeah, but, you know.
No, a pescatarian.
Oh. Yeah. And don't forget, too, first in best dress. So if you're up and around at the moment, go in there and get them because they've got a couple of hundred thousand to give away.
It started
at midnight. So get in there quick.
Get in there. Go. Yes, we have a. See, this is the hipster thing.
We've got a
pescatarian. So what does that mean?
I get worried when you guys ask me to come in here. I think, what's going on?
Oh, Camilla, beautiful producer. So a pescatarian means you only have fish.
Yes. So I do get a cheeseburger, but it's a cheeseburger meal without the patty.
It's not a cheeseburger.
It is because you just put the chips on.
No, but it's not a cheeseburger because the burger's the patty.
It's a bread roll.
It's cheese on a burger. Cheeseburger.
No, it's just a bread roll. Oh, you're one of these annoying ones that we've got to wait behind in the drive-thru, aren't you?
That's me.
So what do you have to, how do you ask for it? Okay, ready? Here we go, ready? Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Can I please get a cheeseburger meal without the patty?
Nah, oh, please go to another shop.
Keep driving.
Keep driving.
Do you ask for with everything on it?
Yeah.
Pickles.
Yeah. Yes. Even if somebody says no pickles, they're like, take the pickles out.
That's what you used to do, remember? Do you remember Macca's?
Yeah, they used to say, try and land it on the roof.
No, they used to have a mural on the wall. You just have to land it in the mural, and it was like a jungle mural. Do you remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
I remember you could smoke at Macca's, and there used to be those little tin ashtrays in the middle. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember those little tin ashtrays. And the cookies were the best.
Biscuits.
Camille, is it pescatarian, is it?
It is, yes.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not what's a pescatarian. You're a pestatarian.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Interesting yesterday. Congratulations to my youngest daughter, Nay. She got a learner's.
Oh, hang on. Hey. Oh,
yeah.
No.
No, it's great because I'm in Queensland. She's in Melbourne.
Oh.
So I can't teach her how to drive.
It's full on.
Yeah. And
wow.
Yeah, they've got to do a lot of hours too, over 120 hours. So you need a logbook. And so it's quite a lot of driving you have to do. So I'm thinking, okay, and you can't afford to pay for lessons for 120 hours.
No way.
And her mum's probably a little bit inconsistent with teaching her. So because my 18-year-old hasn't got a licence yet, but my eldest daughter, Caitlin, has. Mm. So I gave Caitlin the job yesterday, my eldest daughter, of teaching my youngest daughter.
Oh, no, hang on a minute.
I said to Caitlin, beautiful sister bond, If you teach your sister how to drive, she'll remember that for life.
Oh.
And Caitlin's like, Dad, I got a new car. Dad, what about my insurance?
Yes.
Dad, and I said, Caitlin, you had to learn to drive, and now you're a good driver. You can teach Nay how to drive. So she goes, where did you learn to drive? And I actually got thinking, where did you guys learn to drive and how? And, you know, my mum would never teach us how to drive. Dad was the only one who taught us, and none of my older sisters. So, and you know, you'd go through a roundabout, and Dad's like, you can actually go round them if you want. It was so good, though, when you started to learn to drive. You're so nervous, but everybody learned differently in different places. Yes.
The cemetery. Dad would take us to the cemetery.
Really?
Yeah, the little roads off the cemetery, so we'd bunny hop around there.
Well, that's
and
funny.
Also, growing up basically on an island out in Moreton Bay,
there
was no one out there, so we were driving bongo vans by 13.
Yeah. Well, that was a good thing about Caitlin is because she grew up every Christmas down on the farm in New Zealand with Cherie's mum and dad. We were always down there, so she learned to drive pretty much on the farm because we used to put cow little pegs up or fence pegs and she used to dart around them. Rod?
The rural roads around Bex Hill, around northern New South Wales, they was always good for learning to drive, and the skid marks on the driveway have only just started to fade now from my learning to do a hill start.
Oh, the bunny hops.
Yes.
2017, where did you learn to drive? We'll give you a chance to be at the Red Hot Summer Tour, Jacobs, while March 10. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Cool.
It's a massive list. Susie Q, Susie Quadro, The Angels, The Baby Animals, The Screaming Jets, John Stevens from Noiseworks, Moving Pictures and Chocolate Starfish. Give us a bell.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Bridges All-Star Comedy Night tomorrow night at Miami Marquetta. Art, music, fashion, street food and always good vibes. This man's wishing you the best.
G'day, Bruce Page from 9 Gold Coast News here, or as Bridge calls me, Brucey.
Brucey!
Looking forward to Brucey returning to stand-up comedy. Bridge will be awesome. Go, you very good thing. And chookers from
Brucey! 23 past 7
it is at Gold 92.5. Yeah, and we're chatting about when did you get your learners? Where did you practice for all your learners? We all have different stories of where we were growing up and how we learned. Just that my daughter, Anae, my youngest daughter, she got her learners yesterday. And her mum, probably wouldn't teach her. And they need a lot of hours at the same time. So I dobbed my eldest daughter and Caitlin to be Nay's driving instructor. Caitlin shattered with me, but we're just asking on 13, 2017, where did you grow up and where did you learn to start driving? We've got Mark in Benogan. Where did you learn to start driving?
Mate, I come from Toowoomba and I was driving since I was 13 on the roads with my dad. He was an old truckie
and
wanted to teach right. And so I can remember driving along and they use these plastic things now to divide the lanes at roadworks, but they had 44-gallon drums in my day.
Oh.
And Dad used to say, go as close as you can to them. I want to teach you about judgment. Anyway, so I knocked the mirrors off the poor old EHU a few times. But anyway, finally I got pretty good at that. And then he was a truckie and my mum was... So I used to drive myself into basketball at 15 years of age.
We got Tim in Helensville. Hello, Tim. How did you learn to drive? Good, mate.
Oh, yeah, it was out in paddock in Western Queensland, I think it was. We were mustering sheep in a little four-wheel drive Land Rover.
Yeah.
And my brother and I left in the Land Rover ourselves and go down a gorge and think, oh, that's not steep enough, so we back out of that one and go down a bit further and and get us stuck.
Yeah, I think a lot of people grew up learning in paddocks. I think it's the best way, but 13 seems to be the age where most people are starting to drive, which is quite surprising. We've got Rosedale, is it?
Rosalie
here.
Rosalie.
Oh, Rosalie and Burley Waters, good morning. Where did you learn to drive?
Dad used to take me down the tip road in case I hit anything.
Yeah, the old dirt tip road.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we love it. Thanks, Rosalie.
Angela at Eleonora, where did you learn to drive, Angela?
I learned to drive on a farm in Stanthorpe, in between the apple rows, and I was about five.
Down the apple rows.
Oh, what a memory.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Thanks, Ed.
Farm seems to be the go, isn't it? A lot of kids learn on the farm, and I suppose that's the great thing about growing up in the country.
True that. Okay, Jim in Talabudra, where'd you learn to drive, mate?
I learned to drive in a place called the Wairarapa in New Zealand.
Yeah.
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, what? How come so young?
Well, on the farm life, that's what you had to do.
Yeah, that's right. Good on you, Jim.
Thanks, Tim.
And another Jim. Jim, where did you learn to drive, mate?
Yeah, g'day. Sorry about my dad, actually. He was lived out in the west, at Landolby, that sort of area, back when he was young. And they used to drive the farm year around to get around the farm, all that sort of stuff. And he'd drive it back and forward. And one day he decided he'd better make a legal of himself and go into town and get the license. So we went into Dolby and went to the police station there and said, look, I want to get my license. They said, listen, son, how'd you get in? He said, well, I had to drive. And I said, well, we better make you legal to get home. So they gave him his license.
That's funny.
And he drove home.
Oh,
and,
that's great.
So that's how he got his license back in the day.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Jim.
That's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey.
What about you?
Well, you wouldn't be surprised to find out that Georgie Johnson was a horse trainer, or a trotting trainer. You know, Bridge, the ones with the carts behind them.
I love them.
The paces, right?
I love
so
the trots.
He used to take me down to the showgrounds every Sunday, and I'd drive him nuts. I couldn't wait to get home to have the Sunday lunch, and I'd drive him out and say, Dad, let's get out of here. I'm sick of stinking horses. I want to go and eat the lunch. And he'd give me the keys. He'd say, go away. Here's the keys. Dingle the keys in front of me, and I used to drive the Valiant Ute around the trotting track.
How old
did
were you?
About eight.
But you drove better than Georgie. Wasn't he a terrible driver?
George never came out of second gear. I think I taught him how to drive.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5. Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
18 to 6 it is, Gold 92.5. Name That Year is a competition where we play three pieces of history, Bridge against Spider, and Rod has a little crack as well if Spider and Bridge can't work it all out. Are you right to play?
Ready
let's
to go.
Mostly redundant this week, but let's go.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now that you said that, we'll probably need you.
Yeah. Here we go. Name That Year. Not the theme music for that is?
Survivor.
No idea.
Yeah, Survivor.
Oh, there you go.
So name the year the first ever American Survivor went to air.
It's been around for a long time. I'm going to go with my first guess.
Yeah.
And it's been around longer than most people think.
Yep.
Umbridge 2000.
No.
I reckon it's been around 20 years. So was it the late 90s or it was the early 2000s? Ooh. Because they've had they've had everything. Oh, was it 90s or was it 2000s? I'm going to go 2002.
What did you say, Bridge? 2000.
2000.
Yeah, no, Peter.
Now, my former boss endeared himself to thousands of people by revealing the winner before it was actually broadcast.
Oh.
And I think this was late 90s, 1997.
Yes.
Oh. We're right on, 20 years.
Australian Survivor Matt was out last night. Matt, you know.
Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. He's not a big fan of the footy player Brian Lake in that either.
He lost 14 kilos during it. And then went straight to Germany and put on 12 that week.
Yeah.
Remember, he came in here, he lasted a long time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
There's not many left. It's only got a couple of weeks to go.
Commando's still in there?
Yeah.
And your mate, Brian?
Brian. Mm. He won the challenge last night. Brian.
All right. Bridget, you win the first round of Name That Year. We're going music here. Name That Year. Go, go.
Version of that song.
Now, this is how far I go back. I know Rod and Bridge will remember Sally Rope and Stewie Payton on the opposition radio station. I'll put them on the air. And Stewie always thought they were singing Alex the Seal.
Yep, the old Alex the Seal. A lot of people do think that's Alex the Seal.
Okay.
Sally Rope was also, I remember first meeting her and getting all starstruck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. She's funny. Lovely. I actually used to stay at her place when I was doing
stand-up
on the coast.
She was at the Upbert Kurt for a while, down the road. She was at the Upbert Kurt, the ABC, for a while, I think. But anyway, we move on. Go-go's. Our lips are sealed. Peter.
Oh, you're looking at the wrong person here, Adrian. I've got a year in my mind, but I'm going to say it no matter what. But
Bridge 84.
No.
Oh, I was going to go Spider 93.
No.
I think it's a little earlier, 1982.
No, 81.
Oh.
Bridge has won the day.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well done, Bridge.
Thanks,
Ov. Okay, but we do need a third segment.
Yes.
Name That Year.
It's a robot. You know, like a super advanced robot. It's probably Japanese.
First ever Transformers.
Ah, oh, robots in disguise.
This is the movie one, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this, and at the end, there's a sad scene on the Transformers, and I cried over a robot.
They used to be cool, though, when they went into cars, really fast cars, and then a robot in disguise.
Finish the story, because we know everything about each other. I had one as a kid, didn't I?
You did?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you don't know that one?
No. I'll have to learn that one.
And Joshua at school thought I stole it off him because he's like, girls don't have Transformers. It was mine, and we had a big bust-up over a Transformer.
Oh. 97.
Yeah.
Well done. Well,
no, no. So did you say 97? No. I've sort of given it away. Doesn't
2007.
Matter. Yes, it was. didn't matter because Bridget won.
Oh, that's funny.
I was so excited for like a second there.
You had 19 on the field that time.
Yeah. Hey, what about that happen again in South Australia?
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, yes. Second game in a prelim final. Had 19 on the field, went to the tribunal. They gave him a slap on the wrist, said don't do it again and lose 4 points next year, playing the granny this weekend.
No way.
And they only won by 5 points. They made the comeback when there was 19 blokes on the field.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Massive contrast.
How does it happen, Peter?
Well, you're just not looking at the board. You obviously finish on the third quarter on the ground as a player, so you think you're automatically on there, but the coach has made some moves that you're concentrating on other things rather than listening to him at three-quarter time.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
A bit like this radio show. 13-6.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than
than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
22 past 8, what's trending, Bridge?
Oh, well, it's a big day for good morning to your Donny Stalkers, your Michelle, your Johnny's. Hey, all the owners of all the Macca's stores here on the coast.
Yeah, well, what's a big day
today
for them?
Yes, National Cheeseburger Day! Does it get better? My favourite burgers at Macca's. And here's something that will drive the staff mad, but it's really good. And Jamie, my fiance, put me onto it.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger in a steam bun. So in the fillet of fish bun.
Do they charge more?
No. And it's unreal. And you put the chippies in it. And if you download the Macca's app, there is a little free token there for you, and you can get a free cheeseburger today.
Giving away a couple of 100,000 cheeseburgers there. How good.
Hey, how many have you done in one session? Come on.
Oh, I could.
Here he goes.
No, I haven't. We used to have competition. How many bites you could do one in? Three bites and Gonski.
Three bites.
Wow, so good.
Wow, that's full on. All right, I want to see that today. Okay, this is the most un-Australian thing I've ever heard of, and you're going to go off about this.
What is it?
Socks for thongs. Thong socks. Thocks. I'm calling them.
He wears
that's
them.
That's brilliant.
He wears them.
No.
That is good.
I know, he does wear them. This is really stupid. Okay, so the socks resemble fingerless gloves for your feet, so they don't even cover your whole toe. Just the bridge of your toe with a little divot in it so you don't hurt you. Yeah, you're un-Australian. These people who can't wear thongs because it hurts them in between their toes.
No. But if you're wearing socks, you got to pull the socks up a little bit so you can get that divot. If that divot's in there, how good?
No, because it's just that bit wrapped around like a headband for your foot, so it doesn't cover your whole foot.
Oh.
And this is for people who are un-Australian.
That's un-Australian.
That's what summer's about, having a little bit of skin gone in the middle there because you wear thongs.
Yeah.
I've never seen you wear thongs, have I?
Yeah, I wear thongs, yeah.
You don't mind them.
And when you get sunburnt feet at the beach and you got to wear your socks over the sunburnt feet so they don't get sunburned anymore.
You know what? Sunburnt feet is the worst because all the blood flows to it. It's terrible. All right, moving on and, okay. Are you ready? This is ridiculous. And I don't know who's worse, the lady who ordered this or the people who served it. This was in Melbourne, and shame on you.
What is it?
The person who ordered it and the person who served it. This is the most extreme hipster meal of them all. Don't get me started on hipsters. A deconstructed avo on toast at a cafe in Melbourne. Piece of toast, half an avo, tiny cube of feta, lime on the side as well. All this is on the side, by the way. It comes on the plate. And the salt, like a little bit of salt across it.
How
as
much?
Well. 18 fatties.
No.
18 fatties. Yeah. She's gone off about it on Facey. Hang on.
18's not.
Hang on. If you're ordering that, you know that even if it was a constructed avo on toast, you're paying $18 for a piece of avo on toast?
Yeah, that'd be... I was in Sydney the other day, I played eggs on toast, and that was $17, and I had to pay an extra $7 for bacon if I wanted it.
That is ridiculous.
Chewy on your boot, you stupid idiot.
Seriously, honestly, why? What are you doing? You know, sure, there's places here like biscuit and elk, everything with one word, isn't it? Commune and wilderness. Go off. Serve it as much as you want. But don't. I'd rather a free cheeseburger over this crap. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, double me up.
Hipster, this is ridiculous. I got two quickies for you. Ready?
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one is around to hear it, does a hipster still buy the soundtrack?
Yay! Hey!
Why did the hipster drown?
I don't know.
They went ice skating before it was cool.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Has an opinion about Leighton Hewitt and his great performance in the Davis Cup on the weekend.
He had more tape on him than the mummy. I don't think he's touched a tennis racket in 12 years and just goes, oh, I'll play doubles and wins.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've already named our next Davis Cup team. It's John Newcomb, Rod Laver, Pat Rafter and Leighton Hewitt.
Hey!
I look forward to that.
Lemo joins us in the next hour. Bridges Comedy All-Stars Night tomorrow night, Miami Marquetta. It's finally come around. Art, music, fashion, street food, and always good vibes. The reason I'm saying that, two reasons. There's tickets to come very soon.
Yes.
Not now, but very soon.
You know,
Tom Tate joins us, and we want him to be funny.
Yeah, well, we'll end it with some jokes with you, Tommy.
All right, mate.
But, Tom, you actually want to come to the night.
Yeah.
Mate, I do. I think to see your side of the funny bone would be pretty good. And you've got great support acts. So I don't know, Ruth and I, we're going to come, and if it's and if it's too funny, and we'll put some earplugs on and still keep laughing.
Yeah, it could be. It's going to be a bit AO, and you're like my Gold Coast dad. I'm now really worried. It's a bit rude. It's basically everything we can't say on the radio.
Oh, Bridge, I've heard everything in every language.
Oh, I reckon. We're talking about every language and everything. Phuket, the sister city. You've just got back from 16 days overseas. While you're overseas, you announced that AJ's favourite place where he gets his little phones and he gets a lot of phone numbers from.
Yeah, no, well, Phuket, it's a similar city to ours because there are tourism. They even do medical tourism. And, you know, what I say is that it fits nicely. And
why were your pecs just itchy then, both together, when you said that?
Well, I didn't want to, because I stuffed up last time when I said medical tourism. I said I didn't use the words breast augmentation. I used other words, and Ruth said, "Don't even use breast augmentation." That's why I grabbed those ones. And,
so you used it four times now.
But what I'm getting at is this: look, you go holidays there, the ladies get enhancement, the men play golf, the kids go shopping, and there's theme parks and all that sort of stuff. They've got beaches and things. So similar to us, so the flight, I would like to see a direct flight from Phuket to Gold Coast. That way, the flight will be full both ways, and both cities benefit.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Love to.
Yes, like we said, we don't know if it's a sister city, a brother, sister, a brother that was a sister that's now a sister city.
Either way, we'll help them.
We'll help them. Now, what's this? You want to turn Southport, it's all over the front page of the Gold Coast Bulletin today. You want to turn Southport into the main hub, the tourist capital, and the capital of the Gold Coast.
I think so. I think it's time. We've got a couple of major blocks there, and the development ministry are looking for leaders in here. And so I thought, well, you know, why can't we have a Supreme Court judge sit regularly, and that Melbourne car park, we can build on that and have the car park built in, public car park still there so you don't lose any space. But up on top of that would have barristers, chambers, Supreme Court. And the other thing I like with the IT technology, the video conferencing, if you've got some highfalutin barrister who sits in Melbourne, Sydney or Brisbane, you can go into this room, have your conversation face-to-face, except they're on the monitor.
Okay.
And you've got the paralegal sitting right next to you.
Yep.
So you're engaging the best in law firm right there in Southport.
Yeah, and one thing about Southport too, it's one of those areas that kind of deem that it's the best place for it, isn't it? Southport seems to be the CBD of the Gold Coast. It was, and it just needs to be picked up again.
It is, because, you know, we put in the PDA, which is Priority Development Area. I thought that will activate it. We spent so much infrastructure, such as the light rail heading all the way to the heavy rail, and now it's going to go to the airport. And major business centre needs a heart to go to.
Yeah.
And I think Southport's the right place. It was there for 100 years.
Yeah.
And let's bring back Southport.
Well, they're saying, you know, maybe a casino there, but at the moment it's like throwing a dart on the map, isn't it? There's so many different proposals for a casino.
And you know what? I think we should just wait and see where we're testing the market. Let's let them dream. Let them think where it's going to put the casino or integrated resort or tourism hub, whatever you want to call it. But the key issue here, folks, you got to remember that casino nowadays is not just about gambling, it's about food, entertainment, all the things that casino takings in Vegas is only down to about 15% to 30%. So, the rest of it, it's all about family, shopping, experience, and all that sort of stuff. So, let's have a look what they got to say first, and then we can criticize. What do you reckon?
All right, there we go.
That's fair. Okay, joke time.
Yeah.
If you want tickets, well, you have to do a joke for some tickets. Okay?
All right, I'll give you a dad joke.
Give us a good.
Look, better be good. I've heard of this wonderful restaurant on the moon. Great food, but no atmosphere.
Right. We're not sure.
Unless
that
it's
wins you
fight
the
a pass win, then there's a bit of atmosphere. Anyway. Can we get a ticket for that one?
Yeah, just out of because we feel sorry for you. No, that was good.
Are there any others?
That was cute.
Mate, that's the best I've got. You don't want the others.
He's gone straight to the top.
We'll send you to the committee. We're not sure whether we're going to give you and Ruth a ticket on that one, but thank you for coming in.
Okay, cheers. Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
The mayor, Tom Tay, joining us. No, you can have a ticket. No worries.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
This comedy thing's gone way too far now.
Look, it is a monster. It's an absolute beast. It started with, well, you guys just wanted me to get up and do a gig somewhere.
Yeah.
And then that ended up Akmal Sali coming on board. Now we've got Dave Hughes and Rob Brown, and we have the dude from MAFS. I can't remember his name now, Married at First Sight. Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah. Mel Buttle, who's the MC.
Mel Buttle, she's brilliant. We have another lady on board, which is great. And then CK, our boss, threw you two under the bus yesterday and said, why don't you two get up and do a double act?
So...
Yes. Using that very lightly, that term.
Yeah, and so yesterday I put a, you know, well, we've got to do something. We've got to go. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. So we had to, we did a conference call, myself and AJ. Oh. We had a chat yesterday afternoon, and we come up, because you got to walk in with a song.
Yeah, that's right. It's an opener, as they call it. Yeah, right.
So this is our opener.
On the member stand side. Oh, Jezalenko, you beauty!
Jezalenko, you beauty!
Hang on. So, what's your theme?
1972, very famous mark by Alex Jezalenko of the Carlton Football Club.
Well, our theme is because AJ's obviously a Tasmanian, so we're the two-headed Tasmanian footballer.
Yeah.
And. We're
potato pickers from Tassie.
Yeah.
Right.
We picked up a lot of potatoes and put them in potato sacks in their lives, so we won.
And my name's Peter, and I'm a gun football player, and your name is?
Peter.
And he can't play footy, so he goes out and gets drunk a lot, and I'm trying to play good form.
Hey, that's good, because really on the night we know that AJ will have a skinful, yeah.
That's why we've tried to make it relevant to the night. And is this adults only? Because
yes, no children. This is absolutely adults
only. AJ's got an idea.
Oh, no, hang on.
Well, he's from Tasmania.
How AO are we going?
Fairly low.
Hang on.
About as low as you can go.
Oh, no, hang on.
Tasmania. And the hardest thing is obviously we're going to be tied to each other because we're the one person with the two heads. And I can't walk off stage when he wants to do his little Tasmanian bit.
Oh, no.
Because Peter reckons he's funny.
Oh, which Peter?
No, the Peter who can't play.
Okay, so and how are you going at collaborating together? You're doing it right? Because you obviously, Peter, as in Spider, you're very organised and you like to take control. Where, you know, AJ, you're more of a go with the flow kind of person.
Yeah, and Peter's also very tall. He's nearly 6'8". And I'm a Collingwood 6-footer, which means I'm 5'11.5".
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, today, I don't know where you can go shopping for an outfit to meet. Fit both of us. But
okay. All right. Oh, this will be hilarious.
We'll
seriously. The Gollifam family will love it.
Anyway, good luck, Pete.
I need to know.
Good luck, Pete.
I need to know how bad. I mean, is it AO or is it R or is it triple X?
It sits around the AO and then suddenly it goes to X very quickly.
Yeah, it varies a lot. Now, listen, Dave Hughes has been wishing Bridge all the best. And he's going to get you to call now.
Gold 92.5, call 13-27-10 now. And did I mention I'm going to be there too? Yes, Hughesy will be there. Can't wait.
For tickets, give us a bell. You can't buy them. 13-27-10. Hughesy will be there as the special guest for Bridges Comedy All-Stars Night tomorrow night at Miami Marquetta.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.